Blog Talk Radio.
Glory be unto the Most High God. What an awesome, wonderful, marvelous, phenomenal God we serve. There is none like him, and there never will be. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah for this brand new day that the Lord has added into our lives, a day we never saw before, but a day to magnify his name. Praise the Lord. Amen. My voice may not be up to par, but I tell you, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, even right now, and even three times being in the emergency room and 1 week, two days apart, look at God. Hallelujah. No matter what the enemy says, and thank God for the power of prayer with magnificent anointing of the prayer warriors and people. Glory to God from various states and on this divine connection prayer line, all the visual that was going on for the prayer. And thank God for Prophet Bird, that God bless her to head it up and call others. And so we just want to magnify the Lord. I give him glory and praise for what this body is feeling right now, what it already has gone through. For the Lord is worthy to be praised. He is our leader, our healer, our savior. Whatever we need is in him. The El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God, great is thy name. Hallelujah, Jehovah. Oh, my God, I'm just going to just make this noise. That's what it is tonight. The noise coming out of me, but a sweet-smelling Savior. I praise to the Savior in the name of Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord. Man, goodness, this is not the one I thought I pulled up. And, oh, Lord, I wanted the lyrics to Oh, Magnify the Lord with me. Thank you, Jesus. You're still wonderful no matter what. No matter what, I give you praise. The enemy's still not going to steal. He's not going to steal, glory to God, the blessings from the song. Thank you, Jesus. Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir is going to sing a little bit of it. Magnify the Lord with me.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from every fear.
Not the one I thought, but it's a blessing.
Those who look on him are radiant, they'll never be ashamed. Don't never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard me and saved me from my enemy.
Yes. He delivered me. Thank you, Jesus.
He will deliver them. Magnify the Lord with me.
Yes.
Come and call.
Oh, great God. Yes. Amen.
That the Lord is good. Oh, blessed is he who has in him. Oh, fear the Lord. Oh, Lord, you say he'll give you everything. He'll give you everything.
Oh, magnify the Lord.
Oh, magnify the
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise and obey his name. Obey his word. Thank you, Jesus. Before we even call, he want to bless us and magnify us, be magnified in him, want us to be magnified in him. Praise the Lord. Okay, now we got to turn you off. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Okay. Bless the Lord. We praise God. Hallelujah. Even the phone want to magnify his name. Thank you, Jesus. I praise God again and give God glory again for us coming together to worship and magnify and pray and intercede and give God his glory that's rightly due him. Thank God as we meet again, hallelujah, on Divine Connection Prayer Line. Thank God for the power of prayer and the prayer warriors and the faithfulness of the ones that are called by his name and determined, glory to God, to let God's will be done. And only way, glory to God, can God can use the vessels, hallelujah, of honor when they yield themselves, avail themselves, and spend time with him. And that's what, glory to God, been going on for the power of prayer, even though in the times that I had to go back and forth to the emergency room. And I tell you, I magnify God for being, ooh, Jesus, hallelujah, for being free of all of that horrible, horrific pain that was so excruciating that I didn't even want to worship, say it, glory to God, to be on my worst enemy, not unless they just continue to harass and wouldn't loose me. But in the meantime, I'm telling you, it was that bad. But I thank God for a divine connection, for glory to God, the church with Apostle Burden and all the other states and different people that even didn't really know of me through somebody and then just pray because it was their church asking for prayer for me. So I just thank God. I bless the Lord for you.
all most of all here on this Divine Connection. So faithful. Thank God for glory to God, even Prophet Bird for spearheading. Praise God, the blessing, even while I was in there, to have people praying last Monday and even the days afterwards when I had to go back a few times. But tonight, we want to glorify God and bless him and give honor to him and thank him for being so good to all of us every day, and even the ones we intercede for and hear the praise reports back and being able, glory to God, to get before God in his presence, to stand in the gap for others and hear the report of how God being magnified in our lives. He deserves all the praise, all the glory and honor. We don't gather together on this line, glory to God, for entertainment. We come, glory to God, magnifying the Lord through prayer and interceding and standing in the gap and praying and fasting and standing, glory to God, on his word and rebuking and bind the hand of the enemy and standing in faith, hallelujah, not fear, not being allowing the enemy to come in and torment us or them or whoever we are praying for, and hearing the praise reports of what God is doing. And sometimes we have to wait for him to be magnified, but it was already done, glory to God, in the heaven. It's just got to manifest down here in the earth for him. Sometimes glory to God is according to our faith. Other times it's according to God's glory, that plan that he have on the other side of all of this. Hallelujah. But we've got to learn how to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Even while we're in the valley situation or being, glory to God, tormented, go right through pain or going through in marriages or relationships or children or glory to God on the jobs or in ministry, whatever the issue is, it's not greater than our God. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God again for he is so worthy. As we come together tonight, glory to magnify God's name. I thank God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our scripture, glory to God, reading will be tonight, glory to God, Romans 8:28. We can do all things, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and according to his purpose. We don't understand even while we're going through or whatever, but he got a plan, no matter what the devil say, what our flesh say, what nobody else say. Hallelujah. God got a plan in it, no matter what. Hallelujah. Ah, glory to God. So I bless the Lord and he drinks some water. But in the meantime, I thank God again. As we have, glory to God, our lineup in a minute, we're just going to go ahead and pray shortly, and then we're going to let you know who's going to go ahead and continue the prayers. Bless the Lord. Father, I come in your presence. I'm coming with thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude. Glorifying you and magnifying your name, because there is none other for us to look unto but you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. I thank you for renewed mercies every morning and grace, the power of forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness for every offense, every transgression. Hallelujah. Any sin that's even in this vessel. And I pray that all of us have come together daily or either just in our times before you, in your presence, God, that we'll always have that attitude, glory to God, to come with thanksgiving, but also glory to God to ask for forgiveness for any sin, anything that may have been said, done. Glory to God, we're not even aware of thoughts and deeds. God, we're asking you, Lord God, to help us. And glory to God, to be honest, because you see all things and you know all things. So God, help. Thank you, Lord God, for teaching us more and more how to appreciate seeking first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Thank you for your healing power, your deliverance, all this you have done already at Calvary. But it's the thief, the John 10:10 thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you said you came to give us life and life more abundantly. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, because in your presence is fullness of joy. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, let us exalt his name together. He deserves all the praise in the valley, on the mountaintop, in between decisions. Help us, glory to God, as believers, born-again believers, filled with your spirit, to yield and avail ourselves to you, glory to God. No perpetrating the fraud or pretending, no errors, glory to God, but hallelujah, no part-time loving. Glory to God, help us to know like never before in these last days. We got to be tuned in and rooted and grounded in you with assurance and insurance. Hallelujah. That you, hallelujah, our Savior, our Deliverer, and you have the answer to every situation in our lives. Hallelujah. Help us like never before. Hallelujah. The bind of this flesh, bind of the devil, loosen from his assignment of us, crucify this flesh. Hallelujah. That you may be glorified and exalted in our lives. And God, help us remember that we can run to the rock that's higher than us, which is Jesus Christ. Ah, God, I thank you for your power, your anointing, for freedom and liberty in you. And you say, stand fast in the liberty where I've set you free. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Don't help us Glory to God, that we stay focused, that we will not go back, glory to God, like a dog going to his vomit. When we come out of things, glory to God, that allow ourselves to be entangled again. Thank you, say, oh, glory to God, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I thank you for redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. I bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, glory to God, for this day. I thank you for these prayer warriors. I thank you, Lord God, for this divine connection prayer line. I thank you for all the ones, glory, all around the globe that are praying, seeking the face of the Lord, interceding, standing on the word, being faithful and submitting themselves and committing themselves to you, pledging their allegiance to you. Hallelujah. Not glory to God with lip service. Ah, to see the manifestation of the power of the anointed. Hallelujah. Through healing and deliverance and encouragement. And glory to God, opening the eyes of the blind. Ah, glory to God. And then the crippled and those, glory to God, a hard of hearing or just deaf to the call of God or the anointing. God, through the power of your word, through praying and seeking your face and standing up. Glory to God, those yokes being destroyed, hallelujah. Let it be a deaf ear to the devil's voice and an open, fine, keen tune ear to you, Lord, like never before. And we, as we stand in God, help us never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Hallelujah, to humble ourselves, but still walk in obedience and boldness, glory to God. Hallelujah, in power and in authority in the name of Jesus, but still with the spirit of humility. Jesus was, glory to God, meek, but he was not weak. Help us to know, glory to God, that we don't have to respond to everything that the devil is saying or somebody's doing or whatever. Hallelujah. Help us to know our identity. Jesus didn't have to respond because he knew who he was and his identity. His purpose was to come to redeem us back to the Father. And what he came with, no reputation, only glory to God, to glorify you and point people to you. So God, help us remember to do that, not let the enemy entangle our feet and distract us and get us so caught up on prestige and power struggle and greed and money and all. Glory to God, help us like never before, glory to God. Too many people are dying, glory to God, especially even our youth. The enemy got a hit out on them, glory to God, like a Pharaoh and a Herod spirit to destroy them, because the generations and the generation to come until you come back, oh, they grasp the words, glory to God, and the anointing to be running through like wildfire, spreading the word, the gospel, and the anointing through the praises. Even when we see the youth now, when they get on fire and praising the Lord and glorifying and sending the word, oh, glory to God, and they get so excited, and the anointing is glory to God, contagious. Oh, and the enemy don't want them, glory to God. Hallelujah, to grasp that word and to know what truth is. Hey, both shall come, but they kept their fiend. Oh, but they are lying, going to loose their minds. Hallelujah, come against that brainwashing spirit. Oh, he used the internet. He used, glory out the chat room. He used, glory to God, the spirit of, glory to God, low self-esteem and overwhelm and hopelessness for him to enter in. Hey, Sheba, Kororobo, Seteha. God, help us, glory to God, to pray and pray without ceasing. Help us to be aware. Hallelujah. Many people are going through in their bodies and this, that, and the other, but so many are going through in their minds, especially our youth. Oh, glory to God, we come against that spirit that has them for caught up, glory to God, in the gangbanging and feeling like I do whatever I feel or whatever appease the flesh, glory to God, just do it. Oh, glory, I'm so short-tempered. Hallelujah. Cookies, you strike a match. People are glory to God are just so, glory to God, feel so destructive and so mean and callous. Oh, glory to God, we plead the blood of Jesus. Loose your hold, Satan, in the name of Jesus. We bind you and take authority over those spirits right now in the name of, we come against that mental illness and glory to God, the spirit, glory to God, that have them, glory to God, thinking all kinds of things, glory to God, that cause their minds to be twisted. Hallelujah, all the spirits are bipolar and all of what they want to do with the, give the children the AD, whatever that is, glory to God, medication and have them all, glory to God, like zombies and walking around, glory to God, thinking that's the only way. And some people, glory to God, the schools, but some parents are guilty too for allowing it to be so. But God, we know there's some chemical imbalance sometimes people need, but all of this, glory to God, is programmed hard by the devil in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for an awareness. We are praying, glory to God, for us to seek out your face and spend time with you. Hallelujah. Not no 15, 20 minutes or sometime an hour here and there. And if we get excited, we might be there for a couple of hours or so for in your presence. Hallelujah. And some, glory to God, can't even stay 15 minutes. Got the tension of this deficit or something. Glory to God, and they're believers. Oh, but we want him to move on my behalf. Hallelujah. The most time, glory to God, to spend in time for when something is, glory to God, going on terrible in their life or something they can't control. Oh, then it's the time they can fast and they pray and whatever. But God, I'm praying, glory, that for the body of Christ to get on fire. Get glory out on fire. Let the fire burn off everything that's not like you, but the fire to burn on the inside with a desire for more of you. God, it's too much going on right now. Too much sickness and disease up in the body of Christ. We know this stuff is in the world, but it shouldn't be in the body. We ought to be the light so much that they hardly ever hear about us being sick. Oh, glory to God, and have glory to God, the Lord blessing and moving. Hallelujah. Then when things do, glory to God, go tipsy-turvy, they ought to see us with a better attitude. They ought to see us, glory, have still seeking the face of the Lord, not out there kicking the tide, kicking and cussing and kicking the cat and the dog and whatever else and saying all manner of things. Oh, glory, we ought to make a difference between holiness and unholiness, righteous and unrighteousness, darkness and light. Hey, besiko, rabba, ande, rebo, sheta, si, ando, robokosha. How much we going to say how much we love God we never see and can't stand our brother, glory to God, or we have to sit on the other side of the church, or we can't speak, but we can dance and shout and God say, halala, Mufasa, come on, see me outside. I'm riding on this Honda. Or they say, oh, by God, Jesus, it's time now to stop perpetrating. God, it's time now like never before. Too much is happening around us. Too many things are going on. It's only the mercy of God. Every day, all these demonic forces all around us as well, but the shield and the blood covering, hallelujah, and the angels being camped as we go in and out. When we are hearing people all shot up here and there or just going this place or that place, we got to know it's a God that's covering us and protecting us and not to take it for granted. We got to stay, hallelujah, in the office of safety and not yield to the left and the right, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, and yield not ourselves to temptation. There's so much to pray for every day. Oh, glory to God, all the horrible things going on. But God hasn't came back yet and more to come in these last days before we do. So we cannot, hallelujah, get nonchalant. Glory to God. Hallelujah, we got to get on fire and we got to be in a place no matter what. God, I believe you. I got to trust you. I got to stand on your word. The enemy don't care nothing about it until it hit out on us. But the more we stand on God's word with assurance, the more we stand with our own identity and come together corporately, all the power of the anointed will change some things in the name of Jesus. If he can use one man to bring millions of out, glory to God, from off across the waters on dry land. If he can use another one to shut up, glory to God, to heaven for 3.5 years and speak again when it's time to, or you can use another, glory to God, Joshua, to say, glory to God, hallelujah, let not the sun go down until we finish this fight. Hey, by Sunday. You let out of those states, by the Lord's sake, hey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Another one he can use, glory to God. Hallelujah. For 3,000 or 5,000, get glory to God saved in a day. Glory to whatever he want to use. The handkerchiefs. Glory to God. Of people under the anointing, people getting healed. Not somebody, okay, give me $10, give me $60. Or if you send $60, and if you send $100, or if you send your rent money, I'll send you back this, that, and the other. I'll send you some water from overseas, and you get what? Lord, help us not to get caught up in the gimmicks, but stand on your word, because you are the supply. You are the El Shaddai. You are the Almighty. But God, we got to get in place. God want to use us. Use us as his vessels. Use us, glory to God, hallelujah, to do great and mighty things. Hallelujah, see blinded eyes open spiritually and naturally. Open the ears, glory to God. Deaf, glory to God. Hallelujah, to God's word and the deaf, glory out naturally, to be healed in the name of Jesus. For heart attacks and strokes and kidney failure and all this other stuff, glory to God. Hallelujah. All things going on in the digestive system, things going on with these arthritis and bursitis and every kind of thing you can think of, glory to God, sugar diabetes and whatever, doubt, everything you can think of, blood disorders. Oh, glory to God. And even the evilness of the devil with all these kind of animals and different kinds of things coming out the woodwork and things, glory to God, that are going on with all types of insects and all kinds of infections. Oh, God, will shield us and protect us and give us, glory to God, hallelujah, show somebody else the pathway to righteousness and glory to God, get an altar saved. Not that we're not going to be exempted from everything, but we don't have to go through everything the world goes through. God, help us like never before to pray, to love one another, to love you most of all. Then we'll know how to love one another. Hallelujah. Not to be, glory to God, a perpetrator. And we got all these gifts and activity, glory to God, but the love. Where is the love? Where is, glory to God, the mercy? Where is the grace? Where is the compassion? Oh, God, help us, God. And the ones that are standing, the ones that are doing, bless them even the more, encourage them the more, let their light shine the more, touch their bodies, heal and deliver, glory to God. Bless in their finances, bless in their womb, bless, glory to God, and their children, bless the seed. Bless, glory to God, hallelujah, in their endeavors, hallelujah, the ones that are standing, hallelujah, under the anointing and doing what God called them to do. Bless them, God, even when hardship comes, let them go through, glory to God, hallelujah, with the peace of God in their spirits like never before. Because there are many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. And you said there'll be trials and tribulations, but good be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. For greater is he on the inside of us than he is after us. Ah, glory to God. So I bless you today as we continue to pray one for another, encourage one another, build up one another. And even, glory to God, those with the hellish allergies, in the name of Jesus, we stand on God's word. You will make our enemies our footstool, and then you can turn them around and cause them to bless us. In the name of Jesus. Ah, glory to God. Ah, the wealth of the unrighteous, glory, be left for the be glory, stored up for the righteous. But God help us to not look for the hand of God, but look for his love, look for his mercy, look for his grace. Help us, glory, to find out what can I do for him in the name of Jesus, because he's all doing for us, ah, God, every day. Thank you, Lord God. Help us to never take daily for granted, but every day. Thank you for your protection, your shield, your blood covering, glory to God, your angels being camped on the waterways, the highways, glory to God, on the cars, in our homes, wherever we might be, hallelujah, and even in the midst of when danger is even on that side, glory to God, you'll not let it come down our dwelling. And even when you allow something, you already got us protected, because you got a way for us out. This too shall pass. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He make us to lie down in green pasture. He also, glory to God, prepare a table in the presence of our enemies, in the name of Jesus. In Deuteronomy 28, tell us when the enemy comes in one way, you're causing the 3-7. Oh, God, we thank you, glory to God, for you are so good. Help us, glory to God, like never before, to appreciate you and rest in you. You never sleep nor slumber, but the adversary, the liar, the thief, glory to God, comes to magnify things, to make it blow up worse than what it is, and he will come and make it bad, but that Lord our God will turn it around. And we left his, glory to God, footnotes, glory to God, his footstool. He's left everything, glory to God, his presence and all here for us to see examples from the beginning of time, glory to God, all the way through, and glory to God, that he will show himself strong in the earth and prove himself in the name of Jesus. We just need to be obedient. We just need to submit. We just need to learn how to trust him, or we need to walk in faith more. But God, help us every day. Whatever we're short in, that we keep giving it to you every day. We may not recognize it until a trial comes, but there I yield and avail myself to you. And God, even sometimes it may be a little challenging to release it, but when we know, glory out of all you've already done at Calvary for us, and what you're still doing, and your mercy still, and then we still hear a lot, God, and more we ought to melt down, glory to God, this flesh got to die. Lord, let thy will be done. We love you tonight, God. We appreciate you. We adore you. Glory to God. There's none like you. We also always know there's something else to pray about. And we continue to pray for our pastors, our leaders, and encourage them, glory to God, to continue to stand. He'll hold them up, glory to God. Hallelujah. As we are being the armor bearers to them in the spirit, in the name of Jesus, we bless God. Hallelujah. For those that are backslidden and those, glory to God, that are still out there just in name, all glory to God, saying they're saved and still trying to teach and stand over God's people, convict them, glory to God, turn their hearts back, glory back to you in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, hallelujah, for our children. We pray, glory to God, for marriages. We pray, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, for one another. And we pray, glory to God, for ourselves in the name of Jesus. And bind up all transferring spirits and things that are keep reoccurring to try to come to trick us or snare us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Help us to communicate better. Hallelujah. Allowing you to talk and guide us, and as we communicate with one another. And let us walk in forgiveness. Because we're, glory to God, the greatest thing he came to do is forgive us of our sins. Help us, glory to God, to remember our prayers will be hindered if we don't forgive. We just can't just work around it. The enemy is a trick us because we get caught up in our little gifts and this, that, and the other. But God's still dealing with that heart. And when we override the spirit, glory to God, it's going to bring grief. So we thank you, Lord God, for your forgiveness, and we encourage others, inspire them, and pray to strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And thank God again. Hallelujah for you being our healer, and you be glorified. And thank you again for these women of God and men of God as well. Praise the Lord thy God. You are awesome, awesome. I thank you for being the healer and my healer as well, most of all our Savior. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm going to start with Mother McCormick tonight, Mother Willett, Mother. Let me scroll down a little bit more. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Don't get stuck now. praise God. Mother Amanda, trying to see if I can see Pastor Bird's number yet, but praise the Lord, because I may have to see something. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much, God. Bless you. I bless you. Oh, glory to God. That's a Mother Alexander and Pastor Sam. And I'll let you know if I have to insert Pastor earlier because you had to get off the line earlier. So right now we're going to flow with the ones that I just said, Mother McCormick and then Mother Flint. Then if I have to insert Pastor, then I'll put her in and then it will continue on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we just thank God for Pastor Hubbell tonight. Thank God for her feeling better in her body on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of the prayer warriors on tonight. We ask God to forgive me for every sin and fault that I have said or done. I just want to sing just a little song, just a little bit of this song. Then I'm going to go on with prayer. Yeah, excuse me. My throat. Excuse me. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your whole Holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I am destined for you. Without you, oh yeah, Lord, I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you, Jesus. I'm lost without you. Just want to sing that little song. This is the air I breathe. I just realized if it had not been for the Lord on my side, if he had not breathed on me this morning, where would I be? Where would we all be if he hadn't breathed on us? But I said, because I was saying, he breathed on me this morning, I thank God for another day. Father God, in your precious, holy, and righteous name, Lord God, I come before you this afternoon. Lord, I just want to say thank you. I just want to thank you for that song that was in my heart and my spirit to sing it. You breathed on me, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for your daily bread. And I thank you for speaking your word, for your spoken word on tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for letting me know, God, that you are the God that sits high, the God that sees, the God that knows all things. I thank you, Lord God, for where you have brought me from. And I realize, Heavenly Father God, if it had not been for you, I don't know where I'd be today. I wouldn't even be here. But because of your grace and mercy, I give glory and honor to you on today, Father. And I pray, Lord God, that you look down on mankind everywhere, God. I pray that you touch those that don't know you on today. I pray that you touch those that don't understand and don't know how and what way to go on today. And let them realize, Heavenly Father God, that you is a healer and a deliverer, God. And whatever they need, God, all they got to do is come boldly to the throne of grace. They ain't going to find grace and mercy to help them in a time of need. Father God, we come, Lord God, because we know, God, that you is a merciful God. We come looking to you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word because it's the word of God that's going to help us continue to go forward and to stand in these last and evil days. We realize the word of God said, you said in Psalms 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And so, God, you sent your word. The word is here. That's all. That's, you have sent that word already here. So we can stand on the word of God. We can look to the hills from which coming our help. And we know all our help comes from you, Lord. You said many are the affliction of the righteous, but God will deliver us out of all. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God. We realize there's somebody, Lord, sick in their body on today. Somebody's going through some pain. Somebody's going through a situation where they don't even know what way to go. But we know, Heavenly Father God, that the Bible tells us to trust in you and lean not to our own understanding. And all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct that path. And we thank you, Lord God. We realize the word also tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:4. He said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold. Realizing there's some strongholds sometimes that try to connect to us, that try to hinder us from going forward. But he said, pull down those strongholds in the name of Jesus. Realize the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Realize the word of God let us know. Just keep on looking to you. Keep on calling on your name. Keep on rejoicing in the Lord of our salvation, letting us know, God, that you said whatsoever thing we ask when we pray, believe, and you will receive it. Help us, Lord God, to keep our focus, Lord God. Help us to keep believing in you, Lord God. Help us to realize, Lord, we cannot make this journey down here by ourselves. We need you every step of the way, and we need one another. Ever step of the way too. We need to have that love for one another that we can continue to connect with one another. Stay connected like we on this line and love one another and not just be lip love but mean it from the depths of our heart. From in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just want to say thank you tonight, Lord. I realize, Heavenly Father, God, you've been so good, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the cool breeze. I thank you for the sunshine. I thank you for the rain. I thank you, Lord God, for the water that we drink, Lord God, the water that we bathe in, Lord God. I pray for those people, Lord God, that don't have that clean water. I pray, Lord God, for them because so many don't have that clean water. So many people have to go and get that water, and the water is all so dirty. It is so muddy, and all these little things be kind of flying around in the water when they go to get water, stir to get the water, but they need it because they don't have any other kind of water to drink or to do what they have to do, and they have to give that water to their baby sometimes, and they don't even know if their baby going to be okay when they drink that water or when they drink that water. So, God, I pray in your name, God, that you would look on these countries, these places, Lord God, that have all of this filthy water that don't have the good water like we have. And I say, I pray, Lord God, that you touch those that don't have food on today, God. Somebody don't have a food, don't have a lot of food, God. And, Lord, we look around sometimes in different states where people got so much food and they got working in these restaurants and they have so much food and they take that food and they turn around and throw it away still and give it to somebody that needs some food when it's over with at nighttime. So, God, we pray, Lord God. We ask you to touch the minds of people, Lord God. Help us to learn how to stop wasting, Lord God, because there's a lot of waste is being done in this world today. A lot of waste is being done in many ways, God. So we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you touch mankind everywhere, Lord. We bind up the devil right now. We bind up all contrary spirits, anything that ain't right, Lord God. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy because he have no authority over the saints of God. He have no authority over us. We can stand. We can be what you want us to be, Lord God. Help us. We realize we got a choice on today. We can do as you tell us to do, Lord. Help us to stand. Help us to be real, Lord God. Help us to be bold in the Lord, in the power of might. Help us to learn how to put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to stand against the wild of the enemy. In the Jesus, because we know the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous running there safe. There's no other name given among men where we must be saved, but only by the name of Jesus. So God, we come in your name right now. You told us in the word, let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He believed in me, believe also in him. You said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you so. He said, I go to my prayer place for you, and if I go, I'm coming back again. Oh, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you touch the people tonight, God. Serve us up, Lord God. Let us know, God, that you're able, Lord God. You're the only one that can work out situation in our life. You're the only one that can turn us around. You're the only one that can let us know, God, that you see and you know what we're going through. All we got to do is call on you, Hallelujah. All we got to do is call on you, Lord God. Call on you and come and see about us. You'll work the situation out. You know what we need. All you got to do is look to the hill from which come your help. All your help comes from the Lord on tonight. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the healing power. We thank you for how you're working out situation. We thank you for how you're making ways when we don't even know how the way going to be made. We thank you, Lord God, for how you've been there for us when we didn't know you were going to work that thing out for us. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We ask you to continue, Lord, to be with your people, Lord God. Look down on us, oh God. We need you, Lord God. We need you like never before, God. And we pray, Lord God, for those that's in the hospital, those that's in lying on the bed of affliction, Lord God. God, we pray that you'll walk through, let your anointed power, let your spirit walk through the hospital. And Lord, touch that man or that woman, God, that's in some pain on tonight. Touch that man or woman, girl or boy, that might be not even know they're in the hospital, but they're laying there on the ventilator. Oh, God, touch right now, Lord. Have your way in people's lives. Lord, look down on those that's in home, God. Look down on married couples on tonight, Lord. Look down on the young people on tonight. Look down on those that's getting ready to graduate. And, Lord God, put angels all around these schools, God, when these kids get ready to graduate, Lord God. Put angels all around the buildings and around the places where they go, Lord God. Oh, Father God, let them know, God, that you are able, Lord God. Touch the mind, Lord God. Renew the minds of people, Lord. We bind the devil. The devil has no authority over your people, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to keep us all, God. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. We don't know nobody else to call on you, nobody but you, Lord. And we need you to work these situations out. We pray that you continue to have mercy on all the saints of God. All those that's in the body of Christ, Lord God. Look down on the president. Look down on vice president, Lord. Look down on those that's in the prison camp, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray for them. We pray for the minds of the people, Lord. We pray for those that don't have jobs on tonight, Lord. Work these things out for them, Father. You know the one that don't have a job. We know you the only one that can turn it around, Lord. Oh, Father, we put it in your hands on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, Lord God. The word of God said, God is our refuge, our strength, a very present help in a time of trouble. Lord God, as people go through trouble, Lord God, they need you, Lord. They need you like never before. But help them to realize, God, they have to come to you. They have to give their strength. They have to come to you, Lord, and ask you, Lord God. The Bible said we had not because we asked not. We can open up our mouth and ask you what we need, and you'll work it out for us in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God. We have a choice. He said this is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We have a choice. We know we all go through situations at times. We all get down and out sometimes, but we got to realize God is able to bring you out victorious. He will lift you out of the situation. He said, I lift my eyes unto the hill from which coming your help. All your help comes from the Lord. So help us, Lord God, to learn how to trust and lean and depend on you, that you're the only one that can do it. Say, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous were in their faith. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, only by the name of Jesus. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to our life. We love you on tonight, Lord. We pray for the whole entire world, people everywhere. We ask you to continue, Lord, to bless your people. We bind up every spirit that's not like God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Could I insert this right here, overlook, because Brother Black has a new number, and you did come on first. Would you permit me, Mother, we'll let, go ahead and let Brother
yes,
Black.
Yes, ma'am, my pleasure.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we worship you, God. We bless you. We praise your name. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers us out of them all. Thanking, praise God for this prayer line. Amen. For the overseer of this prayer line. Amen. And thank God for the saints of God, the prayer warriors, and all the ones that come on a regular basis. Amen. And just listen in. I just give God the glory. But I know there's no temptation that has overtaken me, but such is common to man. But with that temptation, he will make a way of escape that I may be able to bear it. So I give praise to God. I learned some things. Amen. And I just give God the glory because he is the only one that have the words to eternal life. There's no other place to go. Amen. Can't make it with Jesus, then the way won't be made at all. So God, we thank you, God. Thank you for your goodness, God. Thank you for your mercy, God. You're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, God. Thank you for watching over our loved ones, God, even when we can't help. Thank you that you brought prophetess out of the hospital. Amen. And I know I was supposed to get on the prayer line Monday, and I fell asleep. And I woke up late. I said, oh, I start praying. Then I start praying Tuesday. Then I start praying Wednesday. I said, oh, no, I'm a part of this. But I just give God the glory because around 10 years now, I just been falling asleep, 10 whole years. But I'm all right, all is well. I'm under the blood, and our hands is in the hands of the Lord. Amen. I just thank you for your angel protection, God, how you work it out in each one of our lives individually. Over our loved ones, the ones that are in the hospital, our matriarchs and patriarchs, God, our youth, God, all the things that they're going through. Now they're going to malls and blocking highways and going different carnivals and beating people up. But, God, that's the way of the enemy, God. Lord, turn the hearts and minds around, God. And I just pray, Lord, that you send your anointing and do a revival in the same ones that begin to fight, same ones that they turn and look to the hills from whence cometh the help. God, I bless your name, God. The ones that are incarcerated for no reason, the ones that are incarcerated, the ones that are getting used and abused overseas in Israel and China and Ukraine and Russia and America and Africa, God, those places, God, that they're ripping the land up and tearing each other apart because people want dominance, God. But you are the dominant one. You said signs are the end times of these signs will appear, will come. But don't be afraid. You have overcome the world. Don't be afraid because these things got to come to pass. So, God, we stand on your word, God. Thank you for Prophetess Bird right now in the name of Jesus, for Mother Willette, God, for Mother McCormick, God, for Pastor Sins, God. Hallelujah. Amen. The overseer of this fine line. Amen. And in the name of Jesus, all the apostles and Burton, and I keep forgetting everybody's name, and Sister Illy, and all the other names, even our youth, God, even the ones, also, and different people that still remain in the prayer line. Bless each and every one of them, God. One by one and name by name, you know what we need. You know what we want, but you certainly know what you need. You say you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, God. But you know what we want. But the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, Psalms 23, verse 1, and I shall not want. Our want is not this material thing, but you give us the desires of our heart, but our want is to the will of you who sent us, God. Lord, that I continue to endure no matter what opposition comes my way. Patience isn't waiting for something or putting up with something. Patience is the enduring power, the endurance while we go through. Hallelujah. While we're waiting for something to happen. Enduring power, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our babies all over the face of the earth. Lord, keep them protected, God. Keep the enemy away from them, trying to change their lives sexually and mentally and try to bind them up and teach them wrong things. But God, turn it around for their good and your glory. Hallelujah. Let the parents watch over their children even more and recognize danger, even spiritual danger, because it's a spiritual battle. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord, how we're going to continue to press our way forward in you. And thank you for giving us the grace and the strength and the power to do so. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. Bless Israel, God. Watch over them. Keep your angel protection around them. The nations, God. Ones that are going through. Ones that are lost, don't know you as Lord and Savior. The ones that are homeless. The ones that don't have anything to eat, God. Our youth just graduating from college and got bills to pay, need a job, and don't know the next step to take. Oh, save them, God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. You're the leader and guider into all truth. Only you know the way. You said you're John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way in every area of our life, the way around earth, but the operation comes from heaven. We thank you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by you. There's only one way, but there's a way that seems right unto the man, and the end thereof is truly destruction. Okay. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah for another day's journey. Heavenly Father, I come before your presence. Lord God Almighty, I thank you for being the true and the living God. I thank you for being El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good, for loving us so much and demonstrating, showing how much you love us when you sent Jesus to lay his life down. Hallelujah, to sacrifice his life. Hallelujah, so that we could live. To as many as receive Christ, to them become the sons, the children of God. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you so much. Jesus, I thank you for sitting at the right hand of Father, yet making intercession for us. Father, I humbly come before your presence, your people, Lord God. Thank you that you said where two or three are gathered in your name, you are being our midst. So I thank you for being on this prayer line. I thank you, Lord God, for perfecting that which concerns each and every representative on this line in Jesus' name. I praise you this evening. I bow to worship you, to exalt you, to magnify you because you're worthy. You give us life, health, and strength. Glory be to God. You give us the air that we breathe. Glory be to God. I heard Sister McCormick sing the song, "You are the air I breathe." Glory be to God. Yes, you are. Father, I thank you, Lord God, how you turn Minister BJ's medical situation around. Glory be to God. And she was back at 100 tonight, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are very present help in the time of need. Hallelujah. The scripture teach many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you do deliver us out of them all. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you that we cover ourselves in the whole armor of God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you for the power of your word. Glory be to God. Your word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for prayer time. Thank you for a time that we can pause, hallelujah, out of whatever we're doing and get at the feet of Jesus. Get at your feet, hallelujah. Get in your presence. And, Lord God, communicate and commune with you. And, Lord God, I pray that you will help me to be a listener more. Hallelujah. I know I can talk, Lord God. But, God, I pray that I become a better listener. As we pray, I want to be a better listener to hear what your Holy Spirit says. As I worship, I want to be able to hear what you say so I'll know how to, Lord God, direct my life in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, as I study your word, as we study, hallelujah, we have an ear to hear what you say because you're always speaking, hallelujah. Even in the service, praise God, hallelujah, so many things going on. Went to a funeral, praise God, on Friday. I thank you for just speaking, Lord God. So many people, yes, people are bereaved, but there are those that are there that have been divorced and going through, I guess you can say, bereavement of a relationship. So, Father God, so many people going through different things, but you were speaking in the house, glory be to God. And there was such a wonderful atmosphere to worship and to praise you, glory be to God. It was truly a celebration. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, because people, Lord God, need to hear from you. And, Father, I pray for the body of Christ this evening, special needs for the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah, because we need to be the men and women of God, the servants of God, the children of God that we need to be. We need to be the light and the salt of this earth, Lord God, and represent Christ in such a way, hallelujah, that those that are outside of the body, they have come running. What must I do? And I thank you that even on during the funeral services or the celebration homegoing, two young ladies gave their hearts to you, Lord. And I praise God, hallelujah, for that. Glory be to God. We want to live so, hallelujah. And the songwriter said, I want to live so God can use me anywhere and anytime. Glory be to God. We want to be Lord God, the representatives of you, as the scripture teach, let this mind that is in Christ be also in us. Hallelujah. And as we study and seek your face, Lord God, in the word of God and understand what is in your character, Lord God, you're a good God, a loving God. Hallelujah. Merciful God, a kind God. God, that ought to be the type of attributes that operate in the child of God. So we can represent you better on the earth, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Someone preached about what would Jesus do, hallelujah. We ought to be making sure our mind fast process back to what the word has said about who Christ is. What is he like, hallelujah? And now, am I, hallelujah, representing him on the earth in such a way that I can point others to Christ, Lord? Have mercy on our soul. I ask you to forgive us for any sins and, Lord God, shortcomings tonight in Christ Jesus' name. Deliver us from every, Lord God, plot, every assignment, every work. In the name of Jesus, I pray that your anointing, your glorious praise, hallelujah unto you, your anointing, Lord God, will break and destroy any assignments, works, Lord God, that the enemy may have against anyone that's represented on this line. We pray, oh Lord God, hallelujah, for divine deliverance. We pray that you give us liberty and freedom from any sickness and disease. So we pray special prayer for those that may be sick and shitty, and those in the hospitals, those in the nursing homes, psychiatric facilities, Lord God. Father God, we pray for the health care and medical staffs and, the Lord God, the caretakers, Lord God. Those that may be sick, they may not be feeling good in their body, but I pray if they're on this line, the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and we pray that the presence of God, hallelujah, the word of God, hallelujah, Lord God, will reach them and turn their situation around. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We pray, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you rescue the sin-sick soul in the name of Jesus. Loose them that have been bound for so long by these strongholds and addictions. Let the sword of the Spirit with your anointing break and destroy the yoke of every bondage, the bondage of sin, the bondage of addictions like alcohol, drugs, immorality, whatever it is that's getting in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan of our lives. We pray that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will break and destroy those bondages in Christ Jesus' name. We lift up, Lord God, our leaders, Lord God, those in positions of authority in the name of Jesus. Pray for our military, our government officials, Lord God, our, Lord God, police force, Lord God. We pray for the body of Christ, the leadership in the body of Christ. And God, it's time for us to treat one another right. Have mercy on us, Lord God, because we got family members, Lord God. We probably hadn't talked to in a while, but we pray that we get it right because Jesus is coming back, and we don't want to be caught short in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord God, that we, Lord God, begin to treat one another right. We begin to love one another. I don't care what color they are, what texture their hair is. I pray, God, that that love, the agape love of God that lives on the inside of us will reach out, Lord God, and point people to Christ in the name of Jesus. We pray traveling mercies to those because we know this is a season of travel. We pray for our traveling mercies, Lord God, to those that may be traveling, Lord God. Some may be just going to work, but some may be going on trips, and we pray for them. As Minister BJ, I think they'll be going on a trip soon. We pray, Lord God, favor from here and to there and safe travels all the way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just lift up people everywhere. We pray for the paraplegics, Lord God, those who have special needs in the name of Jesus, their families, Lord God, their caretakers. We lift them up to you, Father, and we pray, God, a great turnaround. You know those that are going to cancer treatment, those that are going to dialysis treatment, Lord God, those that may have blood disorders, whatever it is, Lord God, those that have been in nursing homes for such a long time. We pray, oh God, that you say that's enough. I'm going to heal every last one and restore them to good health. And I pray that it is your divine will that they will recover in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for each one of my brothers and sisters on this line. Hallelujah. Maybe I know Brother Black is one of the brothers, but praise God, I know that there are other brothers that are prayer warriors. I thank you for the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, Lord God. I lift up each and every one of them, Lord God. Let us be who we're supposed to be in Christ. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, to study, hallelujah, to hear from you, Lord God. And we pray, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that your divine will be done here on earth, in our lives, everywhere, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I just honor you this evening. I bless you and I praise you. I pray that you will so, sir, nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works of evil, the works of witchcraft, all that stuff that's trying to get in the way of your divine plan for our lives. We pray that it is nullified and canceled in Christ Jesus' name. I praise you this evening. I love you, Lord God. I thank you. Thank you, Lord God. I lift up our children, our grandchildren, and I pray also for those that are getting out of schools, Lord God. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Ghost, Lord God, will begin to give them good ideas about doing positive things, Lord God, let people on earth have a changed mindset and desire to begin to be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. If kids are at home, let them decide, you know what, I'm not going to make mama do all the work when she get off work. I'm going to do something good and kind. I'm going to begin to clean up and do these things and do positive things instead of sit on the phone all day. God, help us, Lord God. Help us to know what to do. Lead us and guide us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Direct us and order our steps day by day. Let your Holy Spirit govern our lives. We love you, Father. We bless you. We praise you. And I thank you so much. Thank you for healing those that are sick, Lord God. Thank you for, Lord God, loosening them that have been bound by the demon of deception. And you know about those that are bereaved, those that have been divorced, didn't want a divorce, but they've been divorced. God, we pray for marriages in the name of Jesus. We pray for people everywhere. We pray that we are better servants than we've ever been because Jesus is coming back. And let me just read this one thing, and then I'll be finished for tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I heard something said at the funeral, and I thought, what a wonderful thing. It says, never judge someone by their season or based on their season. And just a few verses, he said, one season David was a shepherd. The next season he was a king. One season Ruth was working in the field. The next season she was owning that same field. One season Mordecai was sitting outside the king's palace. The next season, he was inside the palace. Glory be to God. And we serve a God who turns things around. Hallelujah. So I don't know what season you're in right now, but it's not going to stay that season. Hallelujah. So never judge someone based on the season that they're in. God is looking at how we treat one another. Help us to do better, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to represent Christ in this earth today because someone is looking for heaven and don't know how to get there except they see someone born again that's showing them to Christ. We love you, Father. We thank you. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Continue to intercede on behalf of all of us. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith with thanksgiving, and I thank you for the power of your word that whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Mother Alexander.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you today, Lord. We just thank you for being so merciful, Lord God. I just feel like giving you the praise, Lord, because you've been mighty good to us. According to Psalms 117, it said, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord, it's endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you, Lord God, for being so good to us, Lord. For waking us up this morning, Lord, in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, you alone know it all, Heavenly Father. And your word tells us, Lord, if we pray. So, Father God, here we come together, each and every one of us, prayer warrior on the line, Lord God. Standing interceding for brothers and sisters. Standing interceding for one another, Lord God. Because we know, Lord God, that your word said, if we pray. And Lord, you is a God that answer prayer, Lord God, because we know it, Father God. Because when we come together to pray for one, Lord God, it's going to come true because your word hear us when you cry out and cry out sincerely. That's when you get your answer. From the heart, glory to your name, Father God, because you are the God that heal, Lord God. You are the God that deliver, Lord God. You are the God that make all things possible, and we serve you and you alone, Heavenly Father. Help us to walk according to your word, Lord God, and help us to keep our eyes on you, Lord God, because you are the only way for us. We have no other way. You are the way, the truth, and the light. And Heavenly Father, you tell us to come boldly to the throne of grace, no matter what goes on. Come boldly to the throne of grace. And Lord, we believe, Heavenly Father, that if you said it, we believe it. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for bringing the head of the prayer line out, Lord God, because we know that you hear our cry. And we know that you was going to bring her out because too many of us were standing in the gap in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, because you are a God that deliver. You are a God that heal. So we praise you, Heavenly Father, for without you, Lord God, we have nothing. Father God, we bring our families before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, keep a hedge around our fatherless sons, our daughters, our great-grands, our grand. Lord, keep a hedge around them, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, because you see all things. Nothing goes on in this hurt that you don't know, Heavenly Father. And your word tell us, come boldly to the throne of grace. And, Lord, we come only to the throne of grace, thanking you, praising you, glorifying you for what you're doing in our lives, Lord God. So, Heavenly Father, help us to stand strong and keep our eyes on you, Lord God. No matter what we see, no matter what we hear, keep our eyes on you, Lord God, that we are warriors to stand faithful no matter what goes on, because we pray to the living God. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for how you make a way out of no way for each and every one of us, Lord God. And, Lord, you tell us whatever we bind here on earth is bind in heaven. So we bind the spirit of sickness. We bind the spirit of pain. It shall not have authority over our body. Help us, Lord, to stand strong and know that you already pay a price for us, Lord. The victory is ours already. All we got to do is hold on and stand faithful on your word. Father God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for all things, Heavenly Father, because only you make it possible. Lord God, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for taking care of our daughters and our sons, oh God, because only you give them favors, Lord. It's only you take care of them, Lord. It's only you keep our edge around them, Father God, while we cry out to you because we know you will do it, Father God, because your word tell us, come boldly to the throne of grace. You tell us, ask and believe when we ask to receive. So, Father, we ask for our sons and daughters. We ask, Lord, that let you take the case around them. Keep a hedge around them, Father God, because we know you said you will and we believe you. You said if we come to you, Lord God, you will answer. And, Lord, we come to you for everything because you are the way, the truth, and the life. Help us, Lord, to stand faithful. I pray for brothers and sisters, and those that know and those that don't know, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that you touch them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Let them know, Heavenly Father, you never leave them nor forsake them because your word said it, Lord, and we believe it. So we're standing in the gap for them always, Lord. Anywhere they are, Lord God, we count them as brothers and sisters because your word said love. No matter what else goes on in this world, you know who you are in Christ. You're going to operate in that love. Because love is the more powerful thing here on this earth. Help us, Lord God, to keep our eyes on you and you alone, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to stand faithful no matter what comes our way. Stand faithful because we already know we are more than conquerors. We are victorious through Christ Jesus. Help us, Heavenly Father, to stand faithful. Lord, I pray for the president and the vice president, especially the president, Lord. Strengthen him, Lord God. Strengthen him, Lord God, that he'll do his work, Lord God, that he'll have the strength to keep on pushing on, Lord God, because you see him, Heavenly Father. And nobody know the hearts like you do, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we pray that he and the vice president will continue to stand, regardless what goes on, continue to stand and put their trust and faith in you, Heavenly Father. Because you're a God that answers our prayer, no matter what it looks like. If you serve you, you will answer the prayers. Help us, Lord God, to stand strong for one another, Lord. Those that is weak, Lord, help us to know we must give a hand, Lord God. For Father God, you are the only way for us. And when we come before you, we only come one way. We come in the name of Jesus, because that's the only name, Lord God, that opened doors for us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being so good to us, Lord. Thank you for taking care of our families, Lord. No matter where they are, Lord God, you still see them, Lord God. And you still make a way, Lord God. Because we stand before you day and night, Heavenly Father. Because we know you's a God that hears our cry. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one of my sisters on the line, Lord God. I thank you for making a way for them, Lord God. I thank you for opening doors for them, Lord God, because you see it all, Heavenly Father. And, Lord God, you are the only way for us all. There is no other. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Brother Black doing okay, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Because your word tells us, Lord God, pray for one another. No matter where they are, no matter who they are, Lord God, your word tell us, pray for one another. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for giving us favor, Lord. Favor in every day, Lord, you gave us favor. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all our sins, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. It's only Jesus see all things, Lord God. It's only Jesus make it possible for us. And, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for every prayer that has gone up before me, Father. All of these mighty prayer warriors, Father, that you put all these beautiful words into their hearts and their minds to encourage and bless other people. Lord God, we praise your name and we give you honor and glory for what you did for Pastor BJ, that you raised her up off of her sick bed, Father God, and you started and you give it to her another chance. You heal her body from her head to her toes. And Father, we thank you. We count it joy. We know, Father God, that your word is true, and you told us what to do. And, Father, you told us that we to pray one for another, and healing belongs to us, and we claim it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for every good and perfect gift that you have given unto us. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your mighty healing power. We thank you, Father, for the power to do what is right. We ask you, Lord God, to increase our spiritual willpower, that we will be able to hold on to that word no matter what and no matter how it looks. As Sister Alexander always said, just hold on to it because it is true. Lord God, we just honor you today. We hold up your name because you told us if you be lifted up, then you would draw all men unto you. And Father, help us to be that light in somebody's darkness, Lord, that we would cause somebody to want to live for you, to cry, I yield, I yield, I can't hold out no more. It's something greater than myself. And if I but grab hold to it and hold on to it, you'll see the light. Not in material things always that we thank and money, but, oh, Father, in all kinds of ways in the spiritual realm, how somebody could see. Because when you enter a room, the Holy Spirit enters it with you. When you witness and you're talking, the Holy Spirit is within you, and if others can see that Jesus in you. And my sister, I think it was Sister McCormick that read the poem and said, don't judge people or whatever it is in their season, because God has different seasons. In Ecclesiastics, he tells us, you know, that there's a season and a time for everything. And Father, it's a time now to get right with God, to draw closer to him, because he is an awesome and a mighty God.
I thank him for his mercy and his grace. Grace extended to all of us, Father. On this line, from time to time, I've heard almost everybody, I think, come on and ask for prayer and ask for help with a situation or a problem that had arisen in their lives. And, Father, right now I pray in the name of Jesus for the government ruling bodies of this state and this nation, Father, that they would realize that you have the answer. And according to the word of God, they would make their decision. Because it's no other way but the way of the cross. No other way. You can't come any other way. Father, we love you and we praise you. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you bless the bereaved families everywhere, Lord. For that little 14-year-old boy that was killed on Parkland Lane in Columbia, South Carolina, his family, Lord, have mercy. Stand by him, Father. For all the bereaved families everywhere, Father, give them the peace that surpasses all understanding. And, Father, I pray for mankind everywhere, as far as humanity trod the soil, Lord, all over in places where the word of God has not been taught, that it can reach out, it'll reach it, it'll spread. And, Father, we'll help that. We'll help that word to spread by living a life that is pleasing in your sight. Oh, hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Father, to press in closer day by day, Father, that we would be the light shining in this dark world. We thank you, Lord, for all of the good things that you've allowed to happen in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, that we not keep, don't let us keep silent and don't tell the story. I thank you, Lord, for willpower to be able to resist foods and things that I love, that I know that I should not eat. That's not good for me. I thank you, Lord, and I ask you to help me to improve. And, Father, even if I might help somebody else to realize that the way to the cross is the best way, and if you follow God's leading and listen to his voice, help others to realize that his word is true. He told us, and all hold on to his word. Father, we love you. We praise you. We pray for everybody on this prayer line and everything that concerns them. Everybody, the listeners, the prayers, people that desire to be on but couldn't be on, however it is, Lord. Please, Father, help us to live a life that is pleasing in your sight, and by doing so that we spread the word that others might be saved, Father. So that person that may be on this line that is in a dilemma and they don't know which way to go and what to do, and they may be a little embarrassed to say, I don't know what to do. But if you hold on to God and ask him to show you, he'll show you just how to walk and how to make this thing better for you through the word of God. No other way. You can't do it any other way but the way of the cross. Father, we love you. We give you honor. We give you praise. We pray, Father God, for the police officers and the people that rules over us, that's supposed to help us, Lord God, that they become more conscious, Lord God, of their duty and their job, Father, and not to be so fearful that they act faster than they should and take people's lives and all that. Father, just help them. Help them, Lord. Get in their way, Lord, that they would see. Father, I pray for every family far and wide, listening to everything that concerns anybody on this line, Father, whatever their need is, spiritual, physical, or otherwise, Lord. We love you, Father. We praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory. You are high and mighty ruler of the universe. And, Father, I lift you up tonight, Lord, giving you glory. And we ask these blessings, Father, in the strong, awesome, mighty, and powerful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. What powerful and just heartfelt depth prayers tonight. We just thank God for the anointing, even that we're confessing in our lives, that we want to get stronger and more in depth and more in tune with God. We're going to ask right now, Elder Johnny May, to go ahead and pray, and then after we'll be Evangelist Brenda. Praise the Lord. Then we'll get ready to take our prayer requests. But my heart is just overwhelmed with the anointing and the flow of what the depthness of what God's been blessing. And my sister there was Mother Willette that had that reading a little bit of a couple, and it touched me too, thinking about some things for going with a part of my message. Praise the Lord. Amen. But at this time, receive none other than Elder Johnny May Simpson.
Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you in the name of Jesus. Father, we glorify your holy name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we come lifting up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. And, oh, Lord God, we realize all of our help come from you. And, oh, God, we thank and praise you for that. And, oh, Father God, we pray that your love will flood the hearts of those, hallelujah, that don't know you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God. Give them a heart of compassion, Lord God. You told us with love and kindness you've drawn up. So, Father God, we know you can draw with that same love, Lord God. Help us to show forth the love of God in the name of Jesus to those that know you not, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we come needing you, Lord God. We come praying for those that are sick, those that are going through in their mental capacity, in their spiritual, in their physical and emotional, Lord God. Oh, Father, we speak healing now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. We're praying, God, hallelujah. We're asking you, Lord God, to do a turnaround in the lives of those that don't know which way to turn, which way to go, don't know who to call on, those that don't even know to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you told us, Lord, whosoever call on your name shall be saved. So, Father God, hallelujah, we ask that you send your word, God. You told us you sent your word and healed them of all sickness and diseases. Father God, we're asking you to send your word to the still sin-sick souls, God. Hallelujah. That they'll be healed and delivered, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank and praise you, hallelujah, for who you are. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for who we are, how you woke us up this morning, how you kept us all day long, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, thank and praising you, Lord God, for being our strength, Lord God, our ever-present help in the time of storm, Lord God. And, oh, God, we yet asking you, hallelujah, to create in us clean hearts, Lord God. Hallelujah. Everything that's not like you that's within us and that comes to attack us, Lord God. Oh, Father, we ask you to purify us, Father God, in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God, we thank and praise you that we can come to you as humbly as we know how, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, thanking and praising you, God, hallelujah, for your goodness and mercy that follow us all the day long, Lord God. Oh, God, we just glorify your holy name, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, God, for the many blessings that you bestow upon us this day, Lord God, and every day, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank and praise you because this is the day that you've made, Lord God. And, oh, Father, we rejoice. We glorify you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. We lift up your holy name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank and praise you that we don't have to worry about being conformed to this world, Lord God. But we honor you. Hallelujah. Because it's through you, hallelujah, that we've been transformed by the renewing of our minds, Lord God, so we can discern what your will is, God. Hallelujah, what's good and acceptable unto you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank and praise you, hallelujah, for the fruits of the Spirit, Lord God, the fruit of the Spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah, and against such there is no law, against love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, and generosity, faithfulness, Lord God, gentleness, and self-control. Lord, we thank and praise you. Hallelujah, for how you keep us, Lord God, how you lead us and guide us into all truth, Lord God. And, oh, God, as we come thanking and praising you, hallelujah, for all things, God, we get praying for our youth today, Lord God. Oh, God, they're out of school, Lord God. Holy Ghost, we ask you to speak to them. Speak to them that they'll do the right thing even when no one is watching, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. At least they think no one's watching. But, oh, God, we know that you are watching, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray for those that may go swimming and pray that parents will keep an eye on their children and that they'll minister life into their children. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just pray that they'll have a safe summer, Lord God. We come against every spirit of predators that lurks around seeking whom they can devour. Hallelujah, Lord God. We pray that our youth will have a safe summer this year in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We're praying, hallelujah, for the parents even, Lord God. Hallelujah, that they'll monitor their children, Lord God, of all ages, Lord God. Not only monitor, but they'll continue to pray, hallelujah, over their babies and children, even as we as parents continue to pray even for our grown children. Hallelujah. We have to be just like Job, continually pray daily for his children, Lord God. Help us all to pray daily for our children, and not just our children, for all, hallelujah, our loved ones, all those that you put in our spirits, Lord God. Help us not to neglect the thoughts that you put in our spirits of people that we'll pray for them, Lord God, that we'll do whatever you want us to do, say whatever you want us to say to them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we need you today more than we did. We need you even this minute, Father, more than we did a few minutes ago, Lord God. So things are constantly changing, but, oh, God, we know we serve an unchangeable God because you told us in your word you change not. Hallelujah, Lord God. And, oh, God, we ask, we pray for those that are living with unforgiveness in their hearts, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you told us if we don't forgive, neither will the Father, which is in heaven, forgive. So, Father God, help them to realize they're only holding themselves down and out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, help us, Father God, you told us whatever we do, do it in word and deed, Lord God. So, God, help us to do all that we do in the name of Jesus. Do it as unto the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what it is, even what we say, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Because we know we are ambassadors of Christ. So, Father God, we help us, hallelujah, to stay on the straight and narrow in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank and praise you because we can call on you and you will answer us, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just honor you for all that you do, Lord God, hallelujah. We thank and praise you, hallelujah, for keeping us, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank and praise you for how you love us, Lord God. Lord, you told us to come to you, all who are weary, all who are burdened and heavy laden, and you would give us rest, Lord God. So, Father, we're praying for those that are weary, Lord God, those that are burdened, those that are going through, God, especially those that are calling on your name, Lord God. Oh, Father God, give them the faith to stand, God. Give them the faith to every situation, every circumstance that is not like you in their lives, Lord God. Give them the mind, the will to speak life over themselves, Lord God. Hallelujah, because you told us life and death are in the power of the tongue. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, God, we pray, hallelujah, that you'll give them peace in every situation, God. In the name of Jesus, over every decision that they have to make, Lord God. Oh, God, give them a mind to consult you. Hallelujah. Consult the Holy Spirit on which way to go. And, oh, God, we pray and ask you to help we, your people, hallelujah, to stop neglecting and rejecting the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, because you sent the Holy Spirit for our comfort. And help us, Lord God, to stay in tune with Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you to fill us even the more, hallelujah, with your love, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray healing in the name of Jesus over our minds, our bodies, our properties, hallelujah, Lord God, our body, our soul, our spirits, Lord God, that it will be transformed, God, into more of your image, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, God, we asking you, Lord God, to have your way in us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, we just thank and praise you, Lord God, because you told us we can ask anything in your name according to John 14 and 14. So, Father God, we ask you now in the name of Jesus to loose your angels over those that we are praying for tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, loose your angels over us, our homes, our properties, those, hallelujah, and I know it's been prayed for, but those that are traveling, whether by airway, railway, highway, it don't matter. But, Lord God, we pray the angels of protection, that you loose angels of protection around your people, around those that are going through, God, that they'll guide them, hallelujah, out of danger's way. And, oh, God, as I said, when you speak, Holy Spirit, help us to be in tune to what you're saying and what your direction. Hallelujah, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank and praise you as we pray the prayer of faith of Psalms 91 over our life, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for how we dwell in under the shadow of the Most High God in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we pray for every member of Congress, God, every member of our Air Force, God, every member of the military as a whole, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Keep them, Lord God. Keep their minds, hallelujah, alert, God, in what they're doing and when things come about, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, we're praying for all the intercessors all over the world, God. Those, God, hallelujah, Lord God, those that sacrifice, hallelujah, in all hours of the night, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, those that are obedient to you, and help us all, Lord, to be obedient to your will for our life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for pastors all over the world, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Strengthen our pastors. Strengthen your men and women of God, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray, hallelujah, hallelujah for them, God. You said in the word, if at all possible, the enemy would fool the very elect. So, God, we're praying for all of the elect, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we even pray for our enemies, our friends, our foes, God, our neighbors, God. Oh, Father God, we even ask you to guide the hands of the doctors, the dentists, hallelujah, Lord God, those that we place our care in their hands, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we need your help, Lord God. Hallelujah, even to be led and guided to the right doctors, Lord God. Give us a spirit of discerning, God, when we're feeling within our spirit that this doctor is not for me or this place is not where I need to be, Lord God. Help us to be led by the Spirit. That's what you told us to do, Lord God. You said those that are led by the Spirit are sons of God. So, oh, God, we ask you to lead us by your spirit. And we know you're leading us, God, but help us to be obedient to your leadership, dear Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank and praise you, hallelujah, that we can dwell in your secret place. We say that you are our Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for how we can abide under your shadows, Lord God. Thank you for your protection, your direction, God. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for who you are for and for whose we are, God. And, oh, Father, we pray for our finances today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, help bless our finances, God, that we'll be able to give, hallelujah, unto you, God, unto the poor, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, hallelujah. And, oh, God, we thank and praise you, hallelujah, because we call in money from the finances from the east, west, north, south, and from every direction, up and down, God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, we pray for those that are not tithers, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you told us to bring all of our, hallelujah, bring it to the storehouse, God. Oh, Father God, so hallelujah, Lord God. Help us to honor you with our substance, Lord God, the first fruit, God, of our increase. You told us that our bonds would be filled, God. So help us, Lord God, to walk according to your word. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for all things, God. We just ask you to help us to stay in tune to your will, God. Oh, God, that we get the glory out of all that we do. Hallelujah, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank and praise you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the blood, hallelujah, that your son Jesus shed on the cross at Calvary, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And we bind up every enemy, Lord God, that comes against us, Lord God. But God, we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And, oh, God, we thank and praise you because no matter what we go through, God, we know that you're going to bring us out. We know that you've already made a way of an escape, Lord
thank
God.
You.
Even if you allow us to stay in it beyond what we feel like we should, we know, God, that we're in your hands, Lord God. So help us, Lord, hallelujah, to trust you with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our spirit, Lord God, that you get the glory, hallelujah, out of all that we do. And, oh, God, we just thank and praise you for all things. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you,
Sister Brenda. Praise God. I'll just check to make sure the line was open. God, we give you glory, praise, and honor in Jesus' name. It's open. She must have left the line. Father, we do bless you for all the prayers that have gone forth thus far in the name of Jesus. Oh, what a, oh, God, just being in your presence is fullness of joy. We thank you for these, your people, in Jesus' name. At this time, we go ahead and take any prayer requests and praise reports. Thank God. He is worthy of all the praise. Sister Evangelist Parker is on the line tonight. Praise God. Let me get ready to open this line, all the lines. Praise the Lord. I don't know. Before we get ready, we'll have to be brief in whatever, any praise report so we can take any prayer requests. Amen. Let me double check and make sure I got that line open. Everybody's line open, rather. God, I honor you tonight. Oh, just in your prayer. Oh, yes, a lot of lines. Still not open yet. I'm sorry. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I still must have skipped the song. Are you there?
He is Lord. He shall bow every time. But Jesus Christ is Lord.
Praise God. Thank you.
Thank you for these angels, Lord. Let them pray. Let them pray under the sun, Lord. they are the chosen. You have chosen them, Lord. Thank you because you are answering their prayer. May you strengthen them. May you protect them. Fill the gaps, Lord, where you see it is. Fill the gaps, Lord. Thank you, Father. Remove the darkness, put your light, Lord. Thank you, Father, wherever they are. Let them sit on your laps, Lord. Let them be on your laps, Lord. Thank you for who they are, Lord. Thank you for who they are, whether they are two or one, you are with them. For you are answering their prayers, Lord. Thank you, Father. Be seen in them, Father. Thank you. Thank you for giving me this group of prayers, Father. Thank you for, I don't know anything without you. Thank you because when they are not the ones praying, you pray through them, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. They have prayed for me. I'm getting healed. I'm getting healed, Lord. May your name be praised. Thank you, Lord. All the prayers they pray when I ask, you answer, Lord. I see it, Lord. I feel it and I see it, Lord. Who else? Who else, Jesus? Thank you. What can we do without you? Where can we be without you? Father, thank you. And thank you, ladies. Thank you. Thank you. Because I now can walk. I still have pain, but I can walk in Jesus' name. Now, to walk in Jesus' name. Thank you. May your prayers reach. May your prayers reach and be received again. I'm traveling on Friday. I'm asking for mercies again from you. I'm traveling Friday. I'm going to Kenya to see my family. I'm a widow. I have to see my family. I cannot stay like that. Thank you. Thank you, my people. Thank you, God, guys. Thank you, God, good prayers.
Hallelujah.
It's not you. God has chosen you. Don't get tired. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
In your name I pray. Thank you.
Hallelujah. What a mighty God.
Also, thank you. And
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and pray for Mother Oster. Thank God for that prayer that she just prayed. And we ask glory to God. Brother Black, you still on?
Yep.
Okay, pray for Mother Oster for her trip. Amen. And thank
Father God
for the
prayer. Thank you. We lift up Mother Oster right now when she goes see her family. God, let your favor rest upon her, Lord, from this point now all the way till she get to kinder. God, let your favor, God, just touch everybody, and anything that she needs, let it be provided for her. Let provision just flow through her family's house. Even when she leaves, let it be residue of your provision in that place. God, we thank you. And when she come home, she's going to give you all the glory, honor, and praise even more so. And let her have a discount on her plane ticket. Let it be smooth and with ease. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Sister Parker?
Yes, Alta. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, prayer warriors. I'd like to first give all honor to God, who's the head and not the tail of my life. I am still walking in triumph, victory. I'm seeming as though that I had not a stroke, but I actually had a brain tumor that was turning into an aneurysm that disintegrated into just blood vessels, nothing but God. And I had to see the pictures to believe it, but it's nothing but God. So I'm walking in victory, April the 7th. June 7th will make it 1 month that I've been walking in victory, that tumor has vanished. The doctors walked in awe. I walked in awe, but I walked in triumph, victory, because I know my God. My God is an awesome God. And I'm still walking in my healing. I'm still walking in my calling. I had three very strong, I thank the prayer warriors. I love y'all so much. I love y'all so much for praying for me. I had also three very strong driving forces in my life, which is one, my husband who stood by my side. But there was Judge Samuel W. P. of Columbia, South Carolina, Reverend Coley Weathers, Bethel AME, and Attorney Jack D. Sperling. Those were three wise men that gathered around me and prayed for me during my time of battling with this tumor. Prayer warriors, y'all know, I knew you all understand the power of prayer. Yes, indeed, God is moving mountains, and there is definitely a shift in the atmosphere. So while everybody is calling on pandemic, they need to be calling on Jesus. While they're closing the doors of the churches, they need to be opening the doors of the churches. While they're running on their legs, they need to be bending on their knees. Because I'm here to tell you, he has risen and he is here. He is definitely here. And I am a living witness. And I'm so happy. I am so happy. God knows I'm happy. So please join in as I cry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hosanna. 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 He has risen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. We give God glory for his power, for his anointing, for his healing and deliverance. Whatever we may need, whatever situation, we give God praise. We need more prayer warriors, more laborers in the vineyard. Amen. Obedient to the Spirit of God, walking in truth and holiness. Praise God. I had to make an exit just for a minute, but in the meantime, I'm back. So don't go by how I sound right now. Yeah, I'm blessed and prayer, praising God. Hallelujah. In the meantime, if anyone else, glory to God, have a praise report, glory to God, or the prayers, because we don't want to let time go by if you need prayer for anything. We want to go ahead and cover all of those things and not let no time go by without making those requests. Praise God. Sister Barbara, you have anything? I'm sorry, someone get ready to say something?
We need prayer for my sister and brother and church body. Our name is Jackson, the Jackson family. He's in the hospital in Charleston. And just
Jackson.
Like to pray for them. Uh-huh. Pray for them.
Okay. Father God, in Jesus' name,
amen.
As we come in your presence today, we come in still yet giving thanks in advance, God, for what your word already said at Calvary. All the work that you've already did for the healing, the deliverance, and whatever we need is just that thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy, and we bind him up and loose him from his assignment, because you said by your stripes we were healed. It's already done. You sent your word to heal. So we come against the forces of evil right now to come against their bodies, come against that family. We pray divine touch, God. Let the word of God that permeates through the area, glory to God, the airways, God, as we touch and agree right now for the divine touch of his healing for that family, God, turn this thing around that you may be glorified. In the name of Jesus, we bind Satan up and all his little cohorts and loose him from his assignment. Speak divine healing. And God, whatever it is, manifest. God, whatever it is that the enemy has come to try to destroy that body or destroy that life, we bind it and loose it, and we speak life, we speak health, we speak holy, we speak, glory to God, to the minds of the doctors with wisdom and nurses and whoever, anesthesia, anything that has to do with them, their care, God, let them treat them and be, glory to God, on their post. And we're thanking you, Lord God, for that anointing penetrating through there, glory to God, to bring back the results of the praise report that the Lord did it again. God, so we bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name, and even for all those that are concerned, we love you today. In Jesus, we loose the end of the enemy, no transferring spirits or no reoccurrences of it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, ma'am. I'm asking for prayer for my niece, Tia, who had a house fire yesterday. Electrical fire, and she needs some assistance and help in getting her house back in order. Her name is Tia.
Okay, then, Mother Willette.
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Truly, we give God glory once again. Father, in that name that's above every name, we thank you so much, Lord God, that you've already heard the request from Pastor Sims. And we thank you, Lord God, that when we know that we hear you, you hear us, praise God. We thank you, Lord God, that we already have the petitions that we're asking for. So we intercede on behalf of Pastor Sim's niece, Tia. Lord God, you know about the house fire, Lord God, and we pray, God, that every one of her needs, Lord God, that she have, let them be met in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for those that will give, Lord God, to her, Lord God, the things that, Lord God, she don't even have to purchase and buy. We pray for the financial blessing that will, Lord God, that she will need. And we pray, Father God, that prayerfully she has some type of coverage for her home, Lord God, and the insurance is not going to be stubborn about what they do if she has insurance, in Jesus' name. But we pray, God, that people will give, Lord God, those things that she need. We pray that she has maybe a website or something that she's put up giving people an idea of some of the things that she needs. So we thank you, Lord God, in advance because you demonstrate your love in allowing others to give, Lord God, when people are in need. And we pray that her needs are met in Jesus' name. We love you. We thank you in advance. We pray the prayer of faith, trusting that it's already done in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. Anyone else before we hang up? Well, I do want to give glory and honor unto the Lord. Praise God for all of you all. I said it earlier, but most people didn't hear it. I was just giving God thanks and worship earlier when we first came on.
I heard it.
Oh, praise the Lord. Only a couple of us was on then, a few, I should say. But I just want to give praise again to all the praise to the Lord and for these dynamic prayer warriors, not exalting flesh, but you are genuine. I know what God blesses and doing and what God is answering. And just the prayer visual that Pastor Bird had started and went on to Mother and on to Mother, all of you, all everybody that God blessed for that word to go around and for their churches and for people I knew and didn't know and Pastor Burton and everybody else that was praying from different states. Well, I give God praise because when we come on one accord, the enemy got to flee. And they didn't find any through the CAT scans, because they thought, whether she's having blood clots or she having any, a little bit of that thing going on with the heart or anything going on with the lungs, all of that through them prayers starting on that Monday night, the Lord blessed. And all of the, when they checked everything, glory to God, everything came back normal and negative. So we blessed God and even the COVID or anything else. So I blessed the Lord, glory to God, even though I had to go three times because that devil was not playing. And I tell you, the power of God is still in operation no matter what we feel like, look like, what sounds like, however. If God said a thing, it's going to come to pass. So even in the midst of all the pain and agony, the only thing I could do is keep looking up and trusting him. And them prayers was umbrella and glory to God. Not the umbrella, you know what I mean. Up on, glory to God. I'm a terrorist and blood covering over with all the prayers. And I'm telling you, I don't wish nothing like that on my worst enemy, except that it antagonized me. Would loose me. That's the only way I would say so. But I'm telling you, it was just that horrific not being able to use the arm correctly for hygiene or anything else. And thank God for my grandbaby, even through the, what is it called, the thing that pastor go through a lot of times with vertigo was there for the just to turn to move and stop where I couldn't even eat for about 5 going on 6 days. I only had a little couple of ounces of something to take medicine late at night and whatever like this and being able to dehydrate it so bad I couldn't hardly drink the water. God, hallelujah. When I think of God and the mercy of God, the sharp pain just to move and could, oh, Jesus, I don't want to go there. But I just thank him for, glory to God, the prayers of the righteous. Thank God for his touch. In the name of Jesus, my little grandbaby was here for the weekend. She even had to just do hygiene for me. And with gloves, no facial expressions of no kind or whatever. That's not going to disturb me or anybody. Okay, over there, if you don't want to come with a bad attitude, don't want to do things, none of that. I don't care if it was adult or child, but she was so precious and so sweet. God is so good. I tell you, thank God, glory to God, for just being able to feel so much better. blessed, Lord. So I thank God. I just can't help but just praise Him. Every time I think of it, every so many hours when something, I go by my mind, go back and reflect on it, I still can't say nothing but thank you, Jesus. And I thank God, glory to God, for something else that took place today. I'm not going to say nothing, all the details, but Mother Willette was just right on time. God just touched her heart today, and it was so timely. Nobody knows like Jesus. Glory to God, what all of us may need at different times, but the Lord. And that word that says he'll answer before you even call, yes, and do that exceedingly abundantly above more than you can think or ask, because you just go through some things and you don't say nothing, but God got a way. Praise the Lord. So I thank God again for all of you, and I bless the Lord for Jesus most of all, and just for you all being faithful to the Lord. And them prayers I was praying here tonight, even more in depth, we're growing in grace. Ah, God, for the people, and even for when we are saying to God, I want to draw nigh to you to get even better so I can be better for you. God, that's my prayer too as well. I want, the time is too short now. Things are happening so much. We got to get rooted and grounded in the Lord. But I bless you again in the name of Jesus. I'm just excited. But nevertheless, praise the Lord. Thank God. And thank God for always covering and praying, because we leave out about 5:30 in the morning. We got to be at the airport and so forth like this, going to the granddaughter's graduation, and while I was going through pain, I couldn't think about none of that. All I could think about is I just want to feel better. I want to be healed. I want to be delivered. Whether we go or didn't go, my mind was on the healing and trusting Him through it. Glory to God. But anyway, we're supposed to be over there, so that'll be Pastor Bird, my granddaughter, myself, and then Carmelita will be leaving out that night. That's on the 7th. So just pray for us continuously there and back, and all the prayers that already been going for weeks. We thanking God. So healing, deliverance, and encouragement, whatever God's going to do on the other side over there as He's doing here in the name of Jesus, because all these challenges our family has gone through, even getting ready to go in these last 2 weeks, God got to be getting ready to do something mighty and great. So we thanking God, praise the Lord, and praying for harmony, peace, and joy. Come back with everything intact at our homes as well in Jesus' name, and you all to be blessed. That does not mean that we're not going to have prayer. Let me tell you this before I forget. Even though we are 3 hours away on that side, so it's going to be earlier in the day. So if you come online and it's not connected right away, if you definitely want to believe, you know, because you know the ones that come on a regular for these years, that if anything come up in between that 7 and 7:30, and this right here a little different, so because we'll be away for several days, so it's going to be a week. So in the meantime, just kind of hang out there. If the Lord don't lead you to hang out until 7:30, if something gets crossed with the time over there, then, you know, just continue to pray in the house. And then when I do get on, then whoever's there, we'll take it from there. But I do want to prepare you, you know, especially for that Sunday and Monday. And then, wait a minute. That'd be the following Sunday. That won't be this. However it is, the Lord bless. If anything happens where I have to call someone and then pass the news on if something changed between Sunday and Monday on that time, because we know Sunday and then it's going to be the second Sunday, and it's also that Monday prayer. Anything goes on, I'll try to, because I do know, forgot that since the weekend, all the functions go on, praise the Lord, for her graduation. But I'm going to try to make sure if it's not locked into their time to cross over to our time, then I'll be on board. But if anything changes, I'll definitely call and then let you know. And in the meantime, too, I'll keep the prayers going up for the celebration for Pastor Burton, Apostle, for the graduation. We graduated. For the celebration for the 30 years, and praying much more. And God continue to keep her, bless her, and bless the word to come forth under the anointing, lives to be changed, and also blessing the finances, that this will be something that she can have for herself and not to be where something breaking, just got to put the money here and there. Just pray blessings upon her. And this is her first year with the anniversary without her husband as well, too. So we are praying the Lord continue to bless her. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's the first year. If I'm mistaken, Miss Johnny May, you can correct me on that, but I think it's the first, but if not, the second year without him. Amen. I'm getting a little mixed up. But anyway, praise the Lord. And we just believe in God for a great time for her, and thank God for new hope. In the meantime, I think that's enough. I just want to inform you before I forget about next week. Bless the Lord. But in the meantime, if there's nothing else said, and don't forget Eagles, meeting later on. We'll talk about that. So we're going to go into no discussion over the lines, but anybody know when we're talking about the gathering of the eagles, what that means? So that's not until, you know, a couple of weeks from now. But in the meantime, keep the prayers going and remember what was said. In Jesus' name, I love you. Angels be in camp. Glory to God and shalom, shalom.
Love
amen
shalom.
And shalom. And we hope you all have a wonderful trip as you go.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah. Woo! He's a worthy. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord.
He is so worthy of the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Have a good night.
Thank
Angels
you.
In camp. Love you. Shalom.
Thank you. Bye-bye.